sad that day as he walked onto the train. Little did he know it would be fate. An older man beside him leaned upon his cane. This is what he started to relate. Story from a long, long time ago. Despondent, I was traveling to K-Dun, and in my grief approached a man I did not know. Put a till him in my hand, this very one. Get your spirit back again. Then one day you'll find your way without fear. In pain, now it's been so many days. Something grave is weighing on your mind. Has life come apart for you in many ways? Perhaps this tilling's what you need to find. Sometimes we get lost in the work of our hands. Easy to forget he leads on high. When we turn to him, we see this all was planned. So take this till him soon, you'll too know why. He said, when your faith in life feel that you've been forsaken, let these words speak for you, and its pages pull you through. Then one day you begin to pray with tears. Suddenly the clouds have parted, and the peace. Get your spirit back again. Then one day you'll find your way without fear. Sorry for himself, drowning in his sorrow, he would churn. He saw that old Tehillim sitting on the shelf, and opened it with nowhere else to turn. At the moment he was thinking just to close it once again. He held his breath, then endless tears just came. for his eyes so clearly in the owner's pen. Printed there his great-grandfather's name. He said to me, though my faith in life had been shaken, and I felt that I'd been forsaken, I turned to Hashem, got my spirit back again. In just one day, I began to pray with tears. Suddenly, the clouds had parted, and a peaceful life can be started. So let these words speak for you, like its pages pulled me through. Words speak for you.